Welcome back to Live from Studio 5 on AMI Audio. Mike Ross and Judita Gupta with you. Enabled is a weekly program designed to help you be confident in saying, I can. The program takes a deep look into services, products, and issues affecting people with vision loss. Topics are broad in scope, covering such things as adaptive technology, preferred language, election rights, audio description, vision loss, and art history, visual hallucinations, the latest information and research on eye disease, and even daily living products that can help make your life easy. Joining us from her home in Rochester, New York, is the host of the show, Nancy Zimmer. Nancy, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here today.
Good morning, Mike, and thank you for having me.
And happy Halloween.
Yes, you too. We Americans celebrate wildly, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Any costumes that you're planning for tonight?
Well, sometimes I think I look a little witchy with my hairdo, but no costume, but I'll be giving out Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, so come by.
Ooh, the good stuff. I like it.
I like it.
The big ones. The
nice.
Big ones.
Yes.
Glad you're not holding back on the treats.
Oh, good for you.
All right. Well, before we sort of get completely sidetracked, why don't you start off by telling us a little more about yourself and how your show Enable got its start?
Okay, well, myself, I'm a retired lady. My first half of my career, for about 20 years, I dealt with teenagers teaching high school English and public speaking. And then, moving on to a separate career, I switched to the opposite end of the age spectrum, senior citizens. And I ran the town senior citizen center for another 20 years. And that leads me to how the program developed. And as part of my job for running the Brighton Senior Center, I started a low vision support group, and it was really met with a great deal of response, a wonderful response. I got to know the people in the group very, very well. They knew me well, so they shared all kinds of good information. And just by talking about things, I just found the group dynamic was very exciting, very wonderful. About the time that I switched from the teaching job to my senior job, I myself experienced a vision scare, you might say. And I realized that, what would happen if I lost my vision? I would really like a service like Reach Out Radio, which is what I work for. And at that time, there was an ad in the paper looking for volunteers. They were opening a station, starting a brand new station. And that's when it started, well over 30 years ago for me.
Can you describe the focus of your show and some of the regular features that you have on it?
Yep. Well, in my mind, my mandate is, and this came from our program director, Ruth Finney, is anything that will enable a person with vision loss to be more independent. And I translated that, in my mind, to mean knowledge. The more knowledge, the better. You've heard the expression, knowledge is power. But I also carry that further to say knowledge is confidence, and knowledge is, just this the I can do attitude. So with that in mind, and knowing how much I love to do research, pretty much the sky's the limit for anything related to blindness and vision loss and low vision. So that's where I go. And some of the regular features you ask about. Well, I rely on some magazines and newsletters that come actually in print form to my house. Ability Magazine, Gleams, published by the Glaucoma Research Foundation. There's an AMD newsletter out of New York City that I can usually get information out of. Then I have a regular feature called Timely Tidbits. And you know what that is? It's the pile of articles that accumulate on my desk, little articles that I want to get to read at some point. So pretty soon I've got to do a Timely Tidbits because that pile is getting pretty big.
Your timely tidbits sound like our story tree. We come across an article and, we'll stash it away, and then when we get an opportunity, we'll read it on the show. I'm curious, though, what about guests? Do you find that it's challenging to book guests for your show, or are people eager to come on and talk about both their experience and also what they have to share with the community?
Well, it's extremely challenging for me personally to do interviews. My show is 28 minutes. And it's a long time period to fill unless someone is really chatty. I have done interviews in the past. Some of them have been very successful. Others have sort of stopped after 15 minutes, and what do you do? But I'm thinking in the future maybe I will switch to a shorter format where I can do an interview until it ends and then stop and say goodbye to it, because I pre-record my show. I can stop and say goodbye to them and thank you, and then I could go back later and fill in with content material, which would make it easier for me to do interviews.
I'm curious as to the content of your show since the Trump administration took hold. Certainly there's been a lot said and a lot published with regards to the administration's approach to accessibility, whether it be pulling down web content to really just a complete disregard for anything having to do with accessibility. What's it been like for you from your standpoint as a broadcaster?
Oh, wow. Without getting into politics,
yep.
I will say, you know the situation where things, statements, policies are known to change rather rapidly. I mean, like in the morning, something will be said, and then by late in the day, something else will be said. So I must admit I'm playing a waiting game in that regard before I get into any serious changes in policies, just to see what is really, really going to happen. Also worried about Medicare and Medicaid changes. And that topic is covered by another program that we produce in Rochester, and that's called Sound Body, where they're going to get into health issues and health insurance issues. And also another program that we produce called Silver Threads, which deals with senior citizen issues. So we're all going to sort of watch and wait and see what really comes down the pike.
A lot of the victories that people with disabilities have won in the last several decades are hard fought, and I think there might be a bit of concern with the Trump administration's attitude towards issues around accessibility, that some of those gains will be rolled back. Do you feel a heightened sense of activism within your audience? Are people more concerned? Are they more energized? Do they want to take things on?
I don't get a lot of feedback from my listeners, unfortunately. And I don't know the exact numbers, the demographics, but a lot of them are older. And I don't, as I say, I don't get a lot of feedback from them, but I know that is a reaction that a lot of people are having toward a lot of the new policies that are coming down the road. You have to fight for what you want these days.
It's live from Studio 5 on AMI Audio. Mike Ross and Judita Gupta in conversation with Nancy Zimmer, the host of the show Enabled. What are some of the topics that you're going to be covering over the next little while here, some of the shows that are coming up?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. Coming up, I think this week, is a show that I call Real Characters. You're going to meet some real characters, and I wish you could, you know, hear me say that way. Not some real characters, but some real characters. And they're going to be characters from literature, cartoons, movies. Even video games have some characters who are blind or visually impaired. And I'm leaving it at that. I know I have a piece right in front of me that I could have used, a judgmental piece about whether the media does represent people who are blind in a fair way, but I didn't use that. I just want to leave it sit the way it is, just the blind characters, to hopefully get people to think themselves about whether that's an accurate portrayal of people who are blind. That's coming up. Also, I've got a serious one. I do like to do sort of fun things, but the serious one, this is going to take a couple of weeks, and that's about eye cancer. I found a really, really good website with some good, concise, readable information. And today, actually, I prepare my program on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. So today I'm going to be going over that material and editing it and trying to figure out what's the most meaningful information to include. So that'll be coming down the road, and that'll be at least two programs, I think, a two-part program. And then don't forget those timely tidbits.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on our show, and great to have you tell our audience a little bit more about your show, and great of you to spend some time with us.
Great. Can I give you some contact information?
You sure can.
Radio? Okay, there's a website, reachoutradio.org. There is an email address if you care to email me or the people, the powers that be. It's reachout@wxxi.org. And there is a phone number, area code 585-258-0333. So thank you for having me.
You bet. We're going to make sure we link people up with all that information through our blog as well, ami.ca/live5. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you for having me.
That's Nancy Zimmer. She's the host of the show Enabled. AMI Audio has been running Enabled for quite a while. It airs nationally across the country every Friday evening, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and repeats a few times over the weekend and on Mondays. We certainly encourage our audience to check it out.